Hey, Mark, it's your buddy Bill Clinton. Hillary and I just wanted to call and congratulate you on 50 episodes of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. You know, if Congress had worked half as hard for me as you do on your podcast, I'd still be president. They asked me if I was listening to other podcasts. Well, these allegations are false. Just the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. Oh, I love the web. Kind of makes me want to play my sax, if you know what I mean. Mark, thank you for everything you've done for the internet and for me. And if there's anything I can do for you in turn, did I say intern? By the way, if you talk to Pat Flynn, would you ask him to return my calls? I guess he must have been busy with that server thing. Anyway, thanks again. And call me the next time you are in town. Bye.
Episode 50, The Big 50.
Listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, building internet businesses one night at a time. And now, here's your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, all right, all right, all right. How is everybody? It is the big 50. They said it couldn't be done, and here I am. Late Night Internet Marketing Episode 50, and I am fired up. You know, I was thinking, what can I do for episode 50? And I know I had planned the interview from the guy, Go to Geo. We're going to have that next week. We'll have some updates on the corn sheller and all that great stuff. But I got to thinking, you know, what am I all about here? It's episode 50. I get to do whatever I want. And you know what I decided I wanted to do? I wanted to call Pat. So I got Pat on the phone, and we're just going to rap a little bit about getting started in internet marketing and, you know, maybe reminisce a little bit about stuff that was going on back in 2007. And maybe some of this stuff will inspire you and help you a little bit. I know it inspires me every time that I talk to Pat. He's such a great friend, and he just dropped everything that he was doing tonight to get on the phone with me last minute. And man, I appreciate that. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I enjoyed it myself. Here you go. It's unbelievable. It's the 50th episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. And as a matter of fact, 50 episodes ago, it wasn't even called the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, but I have something really special for you today. I have located in a bunker in an undisclosed location with Dick Cheney the greatness of Pat Flynn, who's recovering from a nuclear attack on his website. Pat Flynn, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, Mark. I'm just really happy to be here. And congratulations on episode 50. That's just incredible.
Thank you, man. I can't believe it's the 50th episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. It's been a long road for me, as you know, because I've stopped and started this podcast a couple of times, but I think I finally got it figured out.
I know. I've been noticing your rhythm lately, and it's been inspiring to me, actually. What you are doing now with the podcast actually helped me, you know, helped convince me to start going weekly as well. Although, like you said, my site was attacked last week due to a nuclear I don't know what happened, but I had to put the podcast on hold, which was like I was in such a good rhythm until that happened. But, you know, stuff like that happens, and all you have to do is just get right back on the horse. And I'm going back to normal starting next week.
Well, I'm really glad everything's cool. You're up, back and running. And I understand. I mean, it was rumored that actual physical terrorists with black helicopters and stuff attacked your web server. Is that really true? I mean, commandos.
It was actually the Libyans from Back to the Future in a blue slam van with rocket launchers.
Awesome. I love it. So I'm really sorry that happened to you, but I think, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. And I bet your new configuration will be considerably more robust to future problems, knock on wood. Isn't that true?
Totally. I mean, we live to learn from our mistakes, and you know, I probably could have been more secure, could have been on a server that's a little bit more reliable, and now I am. And so we'll see what happens from this point forward. But I'm really excited, and really this experience has just given me a lot of inspiration as far as really taking my business to the next level, and I'm getting really serious about what I'm doing. Not that I wasn't serious before, but now I'm going to get really serious.
I'm curious about this. And before we get on to my whole, you know, 50th anniversary love fest that I want to have with you here in a minute.
Whoa.
Hey, man, it's a family show. Don't worry. Okay. How many people and of what variety of people reached out and wanted to help you when you were having trouble? There must have been, because I know I was one. I mean, did you just have all these people asking you how they could help and what was going on and offering advice? And what was that like?
Yeah, the response was amazing. I mean, from people who just didn't know how to help, but just prayed for me or just said, you know, good luck. That means a lot to me. But then I had a lot of people who actually offered their services. They were web experts or server experts or people like yourself who are versed in technical stuff. And Mark, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there who offered their help. I mean, there was a wide range of people from people who gave me pages of this is what you should do. This is what happened and, you know, all that stuff. And then other people who were like, I think you should just refresh your browser. And I was like, I tried that. Thank you. But I think the problem's a little bit deeper than that. And, you know, I appreciated every single email. I did get a few people who were like, Pat, dude, like, you make all this money. You're like the expert. You're setting a bad example here. And I'm like, dude, serious? Like, come on. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We're all going to learn from this experience. I'm going to write a massive post about what happened and how we could prevent this and things like that. And I'm like, if you don't want to follow me because my site has been down for a week, then don't follow me anymore.
Yeah. I mean, these things happen, right? I mean, these things even happen to very, very, very large companies. So I think you're off the hook as far as, you know, being omniscient enough to protect your site against these kind of attacks, but I'm glad you're up and running. So
thank you. Yeah. If it was a real physical attack, I would have fought back with like,
and I would have flown out to San Diego to help you, man. I'm from Texas. We have guns here. I can help with a physical attack.
Well, I want to go in the octagon with somebody.
Okay, so
actually, no, I don't.
So I'm driving down the road. So here's the thing, right? I'm driving down the road. I told you this, but you know, I'll repeat it here. I'm driving down the road and I'm thinking, it's the 50th episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. What am I going to do with this? I mean, it kind of snuck up on me a little bit because I was just kind of doing the show notes and I wrote down the number 50 and I thought, wow, I need to do something. This is the 50th episode. In some cultures, 50 is an important number. Like, you know, my 50th wedding anniversary will certainly be important. So, you know, I'm thinking, what can I do? And of course, having Pat on the show is what I could do. So thank you very much for coming. And I was thinking about just all the stuff, right? Since I guess I met you in 2007 and all the discussions that we had back when, I mean, I remember when you sold your first ebook, right? I mean, that's how far back we've known each other.
We go way back.
It's crazy, right? And I mean, I was thinking about just all the stuff that's happened and all the, you know, just all the water under the bridge and all the stuff. And I thought it would be fun to have you, but the thing that I thought would be really interesting was just to spend a little time and just, you know, integrating up all that combined experience. The one question that I still get all the time, and I know you get this too, is people come to me and they say, I really want to get started on online. And I, you know, where do I start? And I really was wondering, what do you say? I mean, I know what I say. I'm curious what you say. And maybe we can break it down into a couple of kinds of people, because sometimes people come to me and the people that are saying this, they're trying to make their house payment next month. And boy, that one gets me, right?
And
sometimes people are just, they're trying to get out of their day job. Sometimes they're laid off like you were. And so, you know, what are you telling these people that come to you and say, I want to make a go of it online. Where's the right place to get started?
Well, to be honest, the answer is going to be different for everybody, of course, based on their situation. Like you said, we could probably break this down into different kinds of people. And I'm really glad we're talking about this because this isn't really talked about very much. I think a lot of people try to avoid talking about this stuff. And unfortunately, most of the emails I get are like this, and at least the ones that I remember or that sort of touched me in some way. The first thing I would say to anybody out there is really, you are not alone. And I think that's really important to understand at first. Like, I know when I was laid off, I felt like alone because I had my own situation to deal with. And you know, I was getting married. I didn't have any income coming in. I was going to, you know, I had learned I was going to get laid off 3 months from that point in time. And I just didn't know what to do. But you know what? There were a lot of other people going through the same situation. And I know that when people get together who are in similar situations and can help each other out in whatever way possible, even if it's just encouragement and even just to know that there are other people out there, it helps a little bit. It really does. And even if you're not reaching out to them or, you know, hanging out with them or whatever, it's just good to know that, you know, you're not alone. And I, you know, before even getting into the strategies, I mean, I think that's really important. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I often recommend to people for various reasons that, you know, it's important to surround yourself with like-minded people that are going in the same direction that you're going in or trying to or have the same kind of values. But, you know, it's that the fundamental thing that you mentioned, I think, is really critical that I overlook sometimes is the first step to that is you've got to recognize that those people exist. And one of the things that I love about the internet, and, you know, quite frankly, it's one of the things that makes things like niche marketing possible, is the internet has this way of integrating up all of these people that have like interest and selecting them out and grouping them together. And that goes, that's true for marketing, but it's also true for this kind of thing that you're talking about is there are other people exactly like you, and they're sitting behind computer screens exactly like yours, and they're trying to figure this stuff out exactly like you are, and they have the same hopes and dreams that you have. And so, yeah, I love that. I mean, you're absolutely right, and it's an encouraging idea.
Yeah, and beyond that, beyond just knowing there are people just like you, also know that there are people that were just like you who are now better off, who have gone through what you've gone through before. And those are also people that you want to connect with as well. And that, you know, that's what inspired me when I first got started, was seeing people who not necessarily got laid off, but who were in a position where they needed to do some sort of thing online or who went through the process of starting from scratch, which we all do. And it's aligning yourself with those people as well, not just the people who are in the same position as you, but the people who were in the same position as you, who are where you want to be eventually. That's important as well. And those are the people that are really important, because even if you don't actually connect with them, although you should try your best to do that, they can be a really big source of inspiration, of guidance, of and direction too.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it is, for every guy like Pat Flynn, who's everywhere, there's what, 100 guys that you've never heard of that are absolutely killing it online, but they're off in their niche doing their thing. I mean, they don't have an internet radio show about internet marketing. They're not easy to find, right? But there's all of these successful people. Like this guy that you and I ran across, this Paul Soares Jr. guy, the Minecraft guy, right? The
guy's best story ever.
Off the hook, right? And introduced to me by my 6-year-old, right? I mean, this guy is just crushing it with internet marketing. And, you know, I mean, these people are everywhere. So there are people that have done the journey and that can be a great source of power and encouragement for people. And you're right. You should seek those people out and connect with them. And not just to get something, but just to build those connections and just have those people around as inspiration, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we could probably get into we could probably break down the different types of people who are starting from scratch, I guess you could say, and kind of the strategies that go along with that or kind of where the next steps might be. And I think the first one, we might go with it with the sort of mainstream one where it's people who have a job already and maybe they either want something else on the side or they want to, you know, maybe they're not happy with their jobs, but they have a job. And I think that, you know, there's a different set of pressures that go along there as opposed to someone who we'll talk about in a second, I'm sure, is someone who is like in dire need of income now. So I think the strategy that we all normally hear is, you know, what are you passionate about? And that sort of strategy. And that's sort of almost cliche now. And we all know that. I mean, you know, what do people come to you for advice for? That's something that you could possibly create a website about or, you know, offer advice for online or do consulting for or, you know, things like that. And I think that's absolutely the place to start. Obviously, the place to start is with what you know. And for me, the example was, you know, with my lead exam site. That's what I knew, and I had created a website. Now, mind you, that I didn't know that I was building an audience while I was creating that website. I still had my job, and it was when I was laid off that I discovered that all those people were coming to the site. You know, thank God. But that just shows you that if you have information that is useful, that can provide value to people, if you post that online, some in one way or another, or maybe you use multiple platforms to do so, which a lot of people are doing now. They're not just writing about it, but they're recording audio about it like we are right now, or they're shooting video for it, or all or a mixture of the above. If you can get in front of an audience and establish yourself as an expert or someone that is worth paying attention to, you can build an audience, your tribe, as Seth Godin says, that you can lead, that will follow you and, you know, appreciate your advice. And if you give enough value, they're going to look for ways to pay you back, whether that's through products that you find or that you create, that you recommend as an affiliate, or maybe it's just through advertising, depending on what your niche is, because you have a ton of people coming to your site and advertising is the best model. And of course, we could spend hours about, you know, just where to go from here as far as building a site from scratch and optimizing that. But I think really, again, passions, what you're good at, maybe Glenn Alsop from Viper Chill, he even offers, you know, going into the what problems do you have and what fears do you have? And then, you know, documenting your experience overcoming those, because a lot of people out there can relate to that and can kind of find you and be inspired by you if you sort of post about that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about starting a website for very shy people because, as you know, I'm very shy.
Are you?
No, not really. So, hey, okay. The one thing, though, about passion, I'm just, you know, it's episode 50. I get to say whatever I want.
Yeah, oh, totally.
The one thing that I think is never mentioned about passion that I think is one of the key things, and it's really underrated, is that if you really care about what it is that you're working on, you can crush it. Everybody gets that. But I think the thing that's missed oftentimes is internet business can be really hard. I mean, I don't know how you were feeling 4 days ago, but I think you were feeling like internet business was really hard, right? So
yeah,
when you
it's hard to do internet business when your site's down.
Yeah. Exactly. But when you care about what it is that you're doing, and yeah, I think passion is a loaded word. It's, you know, it brings to mind all these kinds of mythical, ginormous kinds of ideas about your calling in life and all that. But the bottom line is if you're working on something that you care about, that helps you get through the times when you're not sure what to do next, the times when you have a setback, the times when things aren't going exactly your way. And I really think that's one of the key reasons why that's such a great idea, is because it's that extra push that you'll have that the guy who's not passionate about whatever he's doing won't have.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're trying to make connections with other people, not just, you know, people who you want to get in your audience to become readers, subscribers, watchers, or listeners, but other people who in the niche who are already talking about that stuff, who could potentially talk about you or link to you and things like that, they're going to have their radar on and connect with people who are obviously passionate and know some good information about that particular topic as well. If you're just doing it just because it could potentially make you money, you know, people could read into that. And more important now than ever is connections with other people. You can't do this alone. And that's why, going back to what we said at the beginning, is you are not alone. and you should connect with those people who are just like you and who are where you want to be at. Now, go ahead.
And then I want to ask you another question. I have a counterexample question I want to ask you about, but you said now, so go ahead.
Okay. Now, the big thing I want to make sure anyone understands, no matter who's starting where or whatever, is that this takes a long time. I really want to make sure people understand that. And then that's what makes it hard when people say, I need money now. We'll get into that in a second. But this doesn't happen overnight. In every sort of success story that you hear that may seem like it happened overnight, it probably took a really long time to get started. Any sort of example, I mean, Tim Ferriss and the 4-Hour Workweek was rejected, 27 times before it finally got picked up by a publisher. Rovio and Angry Birds, that was like their, 60th game, I think, that they came out with, and they finally broke through. For me, I spent 2 years writing on that lead website before I even, tried to monetize it. I mean, this stuff takes a while, and building relationships takes a while. However, there are things you can do, which I'm sure Mark has talked about on the blog, and, I've talked about, and a lot of other people talk about, to sort of make that happen a little bit faster and sort of boost your presence in that space and kind of just how people view you as an expert, and you could potentially make money a little bit faster. But again, this doesn't happen overnight, and that's hard when people are asking, I need to make money.
Yeah, and it bugs me because people know, people like you and me, other internet marketers, we know how much work it is. We know how long it takes. We know how many BTUs you have to put into the system to get something out. And, a lot of people want to shortcut that. And the thing that really burns me up is when I see sales letters that are specifically targeting people, literally preying on people that need to shortcut the system and become successful in 6 weeks. And, that really frustrates me, because while it certainly does happen, it's a matter of statistics. And those people that are successful very, very quickly, it certainly happens, they're in the tail and they're not in the normal part of the distribution. And the normal part of the distribution is it takes some time to build a business.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff disgusts me as well. And that's why I don't like being associated with internet marketers, because that is what people think of internet marketers now. The boiler room and really, sales calls that just prey on every single ounce of hope that people have. That's disgusting. And there are legit ways to earn an income online where you can sell something or recommend a product or make money through advertising, what have you, and be thanked for it and offer value and actually improve people's lives and without having to get all hypey or exaggerating or aggressive or car salesman like.
Yeah. That's something that has always frustrated me, and I'm with you. I'm striving to be the counter example there, and I think you're really good at that. I mean, I think that's one of the part of success in this kind of business, I think, is to get people to know, like, and trust you, and that trust piece is sort of what you're talking about there. And I think you do a really good job at that. And I think having the right core values here is a real key part of success in this business, in any business, really. You've got to create value and it has to be real. And the guys that are not doing that, they drive me a little bit crazy. Let me get back though, to a counterexample or a potential counterexample. So do something that you care about, follow your passion. But one example, and maybe we ought to clear up a little bit, is the security guard website.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah. So this is, I think, and I think I know the answer here, but this is a kind of a pretty good example. I mean, most people would be thrilled to have a $3,000 a month web property or whatever it is now. And, you may have some secret security guard passions. Some of those we may not want to reveal on this show. Like I said, it's a family show, but, yeah. kind of walk me through that. Or I know you, there's this connection with your mom and so forth, but can you tell me how that fits into this whole follow your passion or do something that you care about sort of model?
Sure. I mean, a lot of people ask me this exact question, and I'm very happy to answer this because there are different kinds of passions that you can use to become successful online. It could be on the front end as far as passionate about the exact topic that you're writing about. Or in this case, in the security guard training example that I have, you know, I am not passionate about security guard training. I mean, I'm just straight up telling you. And yes, my mom is a security guard, and that's sort of how I eventually ended up putting that seed keyword into a keyword research tool. However, my mom has never given me any content for the site, or, you know, she's just doing her thing at the local mall and, you know, getting kids off of skateboards. And she's really good at it, actually.
I bet.
Totally. I mean, she's run down a guy who stole something once. It was awesome. Anyway, and she can break bricks with her head. I'm not even kidding. She's
really?
Like 55.
Is she some kind of taekwondo guru or something?
She's a second dan taekwondo. She competed in we're getting off tangent here, but
this tangent. Go with it.
She competed in brick breaking competitions, you know, maybe 10 years back. And there was no like female, you know, division for that. And she would always place in the top three for brick breaking. And, you know, I'm so proud of her for that.
That's pretty awesome. And I'm steering clear.
Yeah. Talk to my dad about that. we were getting off course, but yeah, I'm not passionate about security guard training, but I am passionate about providing solutions for different groups of people. And in this particular case, it was the solution and the convenience of helping people learn how to become a security guard that drove me. That's where the passion was in this case. And I feel that in any sort of business that you have, there has to be some passion somewhere. You have to enjoy and really care about what you're doing somehow. I mean, I think it was session 46 of the Smart Passive Income podcast with Dane Maxwell. He even talks about how he created a six-figure business in real estate. And he's not passionate about real estate at all. He did have some connections with his uncle as far as getting started with that site and understanding what to build. But he was passionate about building a software solution for people in the real estate industry. And he's killing it. And he's been, you know, doing that same model elsewhere. But going back to my point, I'm not passionate about security guard training, but I am passionate about helping people. And using what I know about WordPress and SEO and things like that to get these people who are looking to start their careers as a security guard, just giving them the information they need. And what I love the most about the site, yes, it makes about $3,500 a month, you know, $2,500 to $3,500 a month now, which is fantastic. But what I love the most is that I make about $40 a month from the job board on the site.
Right.
I get about 25 cents to 50 cents every time someone contacts a potential employer on that job board, which is actually connected through Indeed.com. There's like you can pull out a specific segment of that. You know, there's millions of job listings. You can pull out a specific segment and post that on your site for people to find jobs if that works for your particular niche. And I love the fact that, you know, 100 to 200 people every month are finding or potentially finding jobs on that site. And when I think about niche sites that other people have created and how useful they are, like, I don't see, yes, I mean, maybe they couldn't have like a job board on their site. The niche wouldn't call for that, but I'm talking about usefulness. And this is proof that this particular site is actually helping people get jobs. And that's what I love the most about this. And so I always check my job board kind of income first, because that's what's most exciting to me. And I feel like if I can get that job board earning $200 a month, that would mean that everything else that happens on the site as far as monetization would be even that much higher.
Yeah, absolutely. It has intrinsic value. And so I have a phrase for this. I've come to the same conclusion, and I knew this was going to be the answer that you gave. So full disclosure,
okay,
I knew you
were headed. We didn't talk about this beforehand.
We didn't, but I knew well enough to know. I refer to these as meta passions, because you know, there are these overriding philosophical passions that you have that enable or that are enabled through this other work that you do. And so for me, and I haven't talked about this too much on the show, but for me, after 4 or 5 years of carefully studying internet marketing, although I'm very, very, very interested in the technical details of internet marketing, I've forgotten more internet marketing than a lot of people will ever know, right? And so at some point, my business stopped being about internet marketing so much. I still think it's very interesting, but my passion became more about helping people do whatever it is that they want to do in their life. And so for me, it was this meta passion that internet marketing enabled me to help people. At first, I was just really interested in how money moved around the internet, but now I'm really more interested in kind of turning people's light bulbs on. I think that's, it's certainly
perfect for late night.
We need the light bulb at late night. Yeah. It's creeping up on tomorrow here in Texas, but yeah, I mean, I think, that's exactly what you're talking about. And I feel that same thing. So I always encourage people to keep to get connected with something that is going to hold their interest, to keep them motivated, to give them the edge against the other guy that doesn't quite have that, that passion thing. So you still think that, you know, the big thing is for people to kind of go figure that out. You wouldn't necessarily recommend that people just go start putting up websites about mail enhancement products.
No, unless you could really feel like that you were the expert and you had something interesting and maybe a different angle. I hate using those choice of words for male enhancement, you know, and I said that really loud just now, and I wonder if my wife heard me, but
it's a family show, Pat. It's a family show.
Yeah. Whatever you are thinking of getting into, can you become the ultimate resource, the place that everyone else in the world, or maybe even just not everyone in the world, that's bad actually. Everybody in a specific world, in a market, and it doesn't even have to be that huge. It could be a little exam in the architecture industry that has to do with green buildings and sustainable design. I mean, it could be that niched down, and you can make a great living and make good money off of being the ultimate resource for that particular group of people who, when they talk about whatever it is that is, with their friends, with their family, with other people online, on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever, your name is going to pop up, or your website, your resource is going to be the one that everybody points to. That's the mindset that I feel that everyone should have as far as building a business, whether it's from your passions or from your passion of helping people in something.
So we know what to do when we've got the time to do it. And right. We know that it is unlikely that if you need money tomorrow, that you're going to be able to do that successfully by getting a $4 account at Bluehost and cranking up a WordPress installation. So What do we tell people who really do need a solution now? I know what I tell them. I'm curious, when you get those emails about, you know, Pat, you got to help me, I need to make $2,000 next month, what do you tell those people?
I tell them that later down the road, using your skills, whatever skills you may have or you learn from now until then, you can start your own business like myself and other people out there. However, since you need money fast, that route's not going to be possible. I mean, it could be you hear about these success stories that happen overnight. And like you were saying, Mark, sometimes those really do happen. But more often than not, they don't. And what I recommend doing is using the skills that you have now, and you do have skills. Anyone who says they don't, you know, I have a long sit down conversation with them and eventually we find something, is to work for yourself, either as a freelancer for somebody else. Sorry, I meant to work for somebody else, either as a freelancer, or you find somebody who is in tune with something that you're interested in, something that maybe you're passionate about, and offer yourself for them to help them out in any way possible. And I really feel like freelancing is a great way to go. It's sort of like the apprenticeship where, you know, way back in the, I don't know, 1400s or Crusader days or whatever, if you wanted to become a blacksmith, you go to a blacksmith and you learn how to do it from them. And, you know, you can get paid for that now. People are willing to pay for help when it comes to different things. I mean, maybe it's signing up on Elance or Odesk, not to find a job, but actually provide work for people. Maybe it's going to your contacts on Twitter or Facebook or asking around to offer your services as a writer. Or maybe you're really good at shooting video. So maybe you're really good at shooting video and you're also interested in, I don't know, random niche, Invisalign teeth stuff, you know, invisible braces. I actually just got mine off today, so I'm very happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My teeth are awesome now.
Be everywhere and have great teeth.
Yeah. But I mean, like, okay, if you went to film school, or maybe you just know how to shoot really good web video. And so, you know, maybe you're also interested in teeth or something, I don't know. And so you go and offer your services to dentists around the area and say, you know, I can shoot some really good video of your office to put on your website or on YouTube that can get you traffic. And at the same time, what you're doing is you're building these connections with people who are in this industry that you're also interested in. They're going to be thankful for you and their services, that the services that you're offering them. And then also you're going to be able to tap into their Rolodex, as far as, you know, maybe in the future, if you've done so much for them, maybe just for a couple months and help them out and really prove yourself to them, you can potentially you can use that experience to either find a hole that may need filling that you can do while you're still freelancing, and then eventually break off on your own. Or maybe you might get an incredible opportunity that comes as a result of a connection that you made with somebody like that. I mean, I think, again, this is a great way to learn skills, to provide skills, and also build relationships with other people at the same time, which that's honestly what is providing me with the most opportunities. It's not getting up there online, really. It's building relationships and meeting people. And, you know, I think it was David Hooper who said on one of my recent podcasts, we were talking about, I think it was number 57, he was talking about ways that musicians sort of get started. And we were talking about, because he comes from the music industry and he works in Nashville. And he was talking about how, you know, one of the best ways to make it online is to get offline and meet people and go to places where people can potentially hook you up with opportunities, and you can just befriend people. And that's, I mean, I'm rambling, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. It's putting yourself out there and offering what you have now for people, whether it's a writer or videographer, any sort of skills. Now people are looking for help with that, and you can provide that, and that's how you can get paid now.
Absolutely agree. And usually what I advise people is to do that and to reserve ahead of time a small fraction of that time to build the business that's going to get you out of that. So one thing is tactical, right? You go and you trade the skills that you have for money. And a lot of times you're trading time for money in that case when you first start out. And then you reserve some time to work on a strategic part of your future business. So you're mostly working in your business to begin with, but you take a little bit of time every day or every week to work on your business to grow yourself out of that. I think that's the right strategy for people who need to be successful and make money right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really the only way to do it that I can see being a legit strategy. You know, there are obviously other ways to go about it, and this is how you build your business and sort of get paid quicker than it would if you were just start something from scratch on your own.
So, dude, this has been awesome. And we are coming to the end of our allotted time, because I know you
Holy
have,
moly, it's already 45 minutes.
I know you have a ton of stuff to do, but I'm going to extract a commitment from you at this time. I want to secure your spot for the late night internet marketing episode number 100. What do you say about that?
I'm there.
You're there. You're all over it. 100. And we can talk about that. That'll be, you
100%.
You're 100% there for episode 100.
Yep.
All right, so we can project that out into the future, and
When are we doing this?
Well, I'm running at a week. You know what I had originally said at the beginning of the year was I kind of wanted to run at a slightly higher than one episode per week clip, so that I could have celebrate episode 100 at the beginning of 2014. This is proving to be difficult, but it's still my goal. I'll give you plenty of notice, I promise.
All right.
So it's going to be first quarter 2014. Let's nail it down that way. How about that?
Okay, I'll hold you to it.
2014 is a long time separated from 2007.
It is.
And isn't that when you started was 2007?
2007 is when I started the site.
Yeah,
2008 is when I... Early 2007 is when I started the site. The end of 2008 is when I started monetizing.
It's been a hell of a ride, dude. I am personally privileged to be able to call you a friend. My life is better because you are in it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mark. I can say the exact same thing about you.
Awesome, dude. You rock. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Bye. All right. How great was that spontaneous phone call with Pat? You know, I just called Pat. I had this idea for episode 50. It's my episode 50. I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. And I wanted to talk to Pat. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. Pat just kind of dropped everything and popped me into his schedule. Very, very cool. Every time I talk to this guy, I am just ready to take over the entire world. He is so inspiring. I know that's why people listen to his podcast. He's been such a great friend to me over the last 7 years, and I know we got lots of good friend years in front of us. What a super guy. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll be on the show again next week at my regularly scheduled time. We're going to have Matt Richardson from Go to Geo. He was planned for this week, but I slid him to next week because, hey, it's my show. So no, but we'll have him there and you're going to love Matt. He's got some interesting things to tell you about with regard to affiliate marketing and IP addresses and where offers come from and go to and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be great. Until next time, peace out and much love. Thank you so much, Pat. I really appreciate you being here, buddy. Talk to you all soon. Well, by now you know as well as I do that the sound of that music means that it's time to bring yet another episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast to a close. I hope you found something valuable inside this episode that you can apply in your own internet business. I really do believe that you can get everything you want in life by getting other people what they want. And I hope I got you a little something that you want in this episode. Let me know how your business is going. Stop by the Facebook fan page and just say hello. Now go make some progress on your internet business. If you do a little of that every day, after a while, you're going to love the results.
Thank you for listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. This show rocks because of listeners just like you. And we really hope you enjoy this episode. We want to hear from you. Stop by latenightim.com/feedback and leave a comment, ask a question, record a message, or leave a review on iTunes. Mark does his very best to respond to each and every listener personally. Just let us know how we can help. Until next week, and have an absolutely fantastic day.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burn inside. So keep it up and you will find that you
thank you.
A lot of traffic around here. All right, man. Well, we're all good. I tell you what, it's 1 o'clock in the morning here in Dallas, and the heck of it is I've got to be on a 5 a.m. conference call. So I'm not going to be loving that. I just want to tell you that right now. But thanks for sticking around. I really enjoyed talking to Pat. There's so much. I felt like we could have talked for 5 hours about all the kind of things that are going on. You know, he's had so much trouble with his server this week. And, you know, he made time for me anyway at the last minute, which is really cool. I really appreciate that. But what I really hope that you get from Pat is just this sense of what's possible and what the right reasons are for doing things. And just, I hope you can derive just one little bit of that kind of sense of the kind of guy Pat is, and just translate that into your business, because that will get you so far. Attitude has so much to do with your altitude in business. And that's the real thing you want to get out of that interview with Pat. Until next week, peace out.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.